stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
If you're not headed to Phoenix for the Super Bowl next weekend, you know we'll be in Mexico broadcasting this show live from there next weekend. Well, maybe Park City, Utah is the place for you to consider. Located in the 45th state in our nation, a.k.a. the Beehive State, we last checked in with Park City over 5 years ago, so they're in our focus for today's Destination Spotlight. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, our Travel Pro is packed and ready to go as we're leaving after today's show for the big Let's Go America Tour Cancun, equipping the world to travel like a pro with affordable first-class luggage. You can now save 15% off all business bags at TravelPro.com.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. And Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage, save 15% on all business bags at TravelPro.com, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Out to Park City, Utah, we go on that show hotline. Joining us is the CEO of their chamber and CVB, Jennifer Wesselhoff.
Thanks for joining us today, Jennifer, as we show some love to Park City.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. All right, since winter has seemingly escaped us here in the New York City area this year, I think we're going to have to come out your way to enjoy some snow. Park City is certainly synonymous with great skiing at your two big resorts. You're also home to the Sundance Festival that actually just finished up last weekend. So, you know, how's your winter season going overall so far, Jennifer?
It is one of the best winters that we've had in 40 years, especially related to snow. We have over 300 inches of snow that we received so far this year, and it's just still the middle of the season. So
wow.
Epic snow conditions, amazing powder skiing, and Sundance just finished its first in-person event after 2 years of being remote, and it was absolutely incredible to see our town transformed with filmmakers and artists from all over the globe. It's been an absolutely incredible winter and will continue to be, hopefully, through mid-April.
All right. Well, all you New Englanders listening, you know where to go for snow because it certainly isn't the Northeast much this year.
At least in the New York City
area. So, Jennifer, Park City's got such a charming downtown district. Many buildings are on the National Historic Registry. You're less than an hour to Salt Lake City. Lots of wonderful things to do outdoors. I know you took over for Bill Malone just about 2 years ago, moving from Arizona to Park City. Curious to what attracted you to Park City and what are you enjoying?
So many things about Park City attract me and millions of visitors really a year. We talked a little bit about our winter's amenities. We're known as winter's favorite town. Of course, skiers and snowboarders from all over the country and the world come to our resorts. We have Park City Mountain Resort, which is the largest ski resort in North America. And then we also have Deer Valley Resort, which is consistently listed as one of the most exclusive and best resorts in the country. So we're fortunate enough to have amazing resorts, great skiing, but even for non-skiers, there's so much to do. There's snowshoeing and fat biking and dog sledding and snowmobiling, and it's just really an outdoor recreationalist heaven.
Can you talk a little bit about Utah's Olympic Park and what's offered there for visitors?
That is one of the things that just makes me so proud of this community. As you know, Utah, Park City, and Salt Lake, and other communities hosted the 2002 Olympics. And one of our most proud moments is that we continue to use those facilities as training facilities. So they're open year-round. We have athletes from all over the world coming in to train at our high altitude, but also at our facilities. And your listeners may not know this, but we are North America's choice for the next Winter Olympics when it comes back to the United States. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're bidding on either 2030 or 2034 Winter Olympics, and we hope to be able to host.
Well, that's going to keep the Olympic park. All right, so here we are February 4th. You know, the calendar says it's winter. You're hoping that it continues through April. But before we know it, regardless, Mother Nature is going to say spring will be here, followed by summer. So, you know, some of our listeners may be thinking about travel in warmer months. You know, I'd love for you, if you could, just paint a picture for everyone tuned in about what Park City is like during those times that are worthy of them coming to spend some travel dollars there.
You know, the mountains are our lifeblood, and it's what energizes our local residents and our visitors. We have over 400 miles of single track mountain biking and hiking trails. In fact, the International Mountain Biking Association named Park City their first gold rated mountain biking destination. But there's just so much to do, and Park City really prides itself in walkability and sustainability. So lots of opportunities to walk or ride e-bikes to our Main Street, which is just such a charming Main Street mm-hmm. area with local shops and restaurants and just incredible.
Well, the restaurant scene there is incredible. All right, really quick, we got 20 seconds in this. Give us an interesting fact, something surprising that'll entice folks to come visit.
Well, the idea of having the Olympics in 2030 or 2034 is going to attract a lot of visitors here for our great snow. And we're winter's favorite town, so a great time to plan your visit.
I like that very much.
Season.
Folks, you can go find out more, plan your travels at visitparkcity.com. Jennifer, thanks for a little bit of your time this morning, okay?
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, there we go. That is Destination Spotlight now. Checking back in
having
on Park
City. Having a great snow season.
That is going to wrap hour one of the show. We are going to kick off hour two with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. Plus, we've got the personal connection coming your way, or just got the open road. We've got the museum gallery. There's still so much more ahead before we grab our travel pro and then head off to Mexico. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.